USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden on Thursday expressed uncertainty on whether his party would be able to pass what Democrats call voting rights legislation through Congress. As roughly 80% of American voters want some form of voter ID, Biden's partisan voting rights bill does not include such verification. The president said he planned to end the 60-vote filibuster rule in order to get his partisan bill through the House. That seems unlikely at this point, as Democrat Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema oppose changing the filibuster rule.
And while I continue to support these bills, I will not support separate actions that worsen the underlying disease of division infecting our country.
North Korea fired at least two ballistic missiles Friday, the third test in 2 weeks, just hours after criticizing a U.S. push for new sanctions over the previous launches. North Korea defended the missile tests as a legitimate right to self-defense. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Talks between Russia and NATO have broken down with no results, leading to speculation Russia may invade the Ukraine. U.S. lawmakers tried to do something through legislation.
Senate Democrats have blocked a bill proposed by Senator Ted Cruz seeking to sanction companies tied to the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. The measure failed to reach the 60-vote threshold required to pass through the chamber. The measure would require sanctions be imposed on businesses associated with the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which will carry gas from Russia to Germany within 15 days. Some Democrats voted against the bill as they accused Cruz of attempting to undermine President Biden's diplomatic efforts to prevent Russian President Vladimir Putin from invading Ukraine. Biden waived sanctions on Nord Stream 2, the Russian-owned and Swiss-based company for the pipeline project, as part of an agreement with Germany. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The Supreme Court Thursday blocked President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandates for large private companies. Republican senatorial candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz told Newsmax SCOTUS got it right.
Well, it should never have gotten this far, but there's no question the Supreme Court was right to step in and block Biden's efforts, because these vaccine mandates, these testing mandates, and by the way, they're not just on gargantuan businesses. We're talking about businesses with more than 100 people. It would have affected 80 million Americans. Think about that. A large part of the working force of America would have been affected by these. And these policies have failed over and over again. And the reason I say they shouldn't have gotten to this point was because, as a doctor and as a scientist, I just don't see the merit. Mandates do not work. They don't motivate people. You can force people to do what they don't want to do, but you build up a lot of bad will with that, and you affect the ability for us to give advice in the future. It also affects schools returning to normal function. They go back to remote learning. Government, you know, is trying to keep up. They can't. They're not able to do this, so they end up shutting down businesses, especially small businesses. And the inconsistencies drive business owners crazy, as they do employees, because you can't decide what's supposed to be done to stay safe. The reality is your local doctor is the best resource for you to get advice about what to do. Listen, I'm pro-vaccine. I've been vaccinated. If you're older in America, you're vulnerable, you should get vaccinated. But that's my advice to you. Your local doctor should reinforce it, but it's your choice. It's your body.
After the ruling, President Biden urged employers to impose their own COVID-19 vaccination and testing mandates. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.